And back here in the post-game show on KKIA, joining me, head coach of the Storm Lake girls soccer team, head coach Katie Vortman. And coach, you said you wanted to see some goals in this game. You got that accomplished. Six goals, first time since 2015 a Storm Lake team scored that many. Walk us through what you were seeing tonight, an early start, all the goals, and a good game through and through.
Yeah, I told them right from the beginning that we had to start off and we had to bring the intensity. So I was really happy when we got the goal right away. You know, that just gives you a little sigh of relief. And then at halftime, we talked about how we can't let down and we got to keep scoring. And they took that and they kept going. So I'm really proud of them.
What seemed like the biggest goal in the game, obviously your game winner is normally that, but it seemed like a big goal at the moment. You give up the PK to Sheldon, and then 17 seconds later you get it back. I mean, from a coach's perspective, that's about as good as it's going to get for a quick response. But it seemed like after that the team kind of settled in, and then it was just away you went after that.
Yeah, I think that goal, 17 seconds, you know, it kind of started the spark, and then it just kept going. And we had lots of different goal scorers tonight, which is something I was really glad to see. We don't have to rely on just one person. There are other people that can score, and that's going to help us later on down the thing too.
Talk about your message to the team at the half. I mean, it's a game that's foreign, I would say, to a lot of these players, as you scored between you and Sheldon as many goals in the first half of this game as you had in the previous two games put together. I mean, a completely different game. What was the message to the team at the half? I mean, up comfortably at 3-1, what was the message?
Yeah, I told them, hey, they're not going to give up. They're going to keep fighting, and, you know, we can't start off flat because that's when they're going to come in and take it right back from us. So I think they were really ready, and lots of them wanted to play because it was so cold out.
And then you kind of hit on something there, but the depth, being able to play a lot of players, that's got to be something that you like to see as well. I mean, everybody got their chance to get out there, it seemed like, tonight for your team as well.
Yeah, we have a little bit more of a bench this year, and I think that's going to be a really big thing, especially when we have 2-3 games in some weeks. You know, the running them for 90 minutes is not the best thing. So trying to develop maybe the players who don't get as much minutes in these games to get them more comfortable and definitely more confident within the field.
And then now you gear up Thursday for a team in Spirit Lake that beat Sheldon handily in a 10-0 game. Give us some of your really early thoughts on Spirit Lake as you get ready for them coming up Thursday.
Yeah, they have one forward that's super fast. And upcoming days at practice, we're really going to work a lot on transition defense. So once we get the ball, how can we get up the field? But also being more aware on defense, where our defenders are at and where the other players are at, because Spirit Lake has a great offensive set. So we got to be prepared for it.
All right, coach, we'll enjoy this one, an offensive explosion that hasn't happened for quite a while for Storm Lake girls soccer. Again, your team gets six. Congrats on the win.
Thank you very much.
And that was head coach of the Storm Lake girls soccer, head coach Katie Vortman.